حاجة تانية أقولها غير إن اسمها birthday. Thank you so much for coming. That concludes the episode. Goodbye. بهزر عندي حاجات كتير أقولها. Not really though, but I just wanted to make an episode that was chill, you know, that was just me and you guys and us like talking, kind of having a conversation in a way. My favorite episode was, my favorite response to an episode was mine and Rula's, because almost everyone DM'd me like, I felt like I was in the room with you guys, which is like أحلى response to a podcast, because that's kind of the point. You want to create a thing that makes people feel like they're in the room with you. So that's kind of the idea with this. مش عارفة أكتب, because I usually write like this episode's in Arabic or this episode's in English. I don't know what this episode's gonna be in. I can't decide on a language. بس يعني, you know the way I talk? Why do I say that? You should know the way I talk right now, because this is episode, I think, 7 or something. So I'm 18. Technically, right now, I'm not 18. I'll be 18 as you listen to this. Hopefully, I will be at my birthday party. Fingers crossed. إن مفيش أي حاجة تحصل تدمرها. I'm gonna go out with my friends. We're gonna go to like this outdoor place. I'm gonna have like a picnic birthday kind of, which is really nice because I miss my friends so much. I haven't seen them in so long. Literally, shout out to the best girlies in the world. They've been the best thing in my life ever since forever. Literally since time. يعني I cannot remember a time where I did not know at least 2 of the people that I call my girlies. Shout out to all of you, by the way. I'm speaking to all 15 of you. It's weird. I don't really know, yani, you know how like people do these posts and then they're like 18 things I've learned at 18. I can't think of 18 things I've learned at 18. I've definitely learned 18 things this year. They're just like very mundane, you know. I learned how to bake. My favorite thing that I've learned this year. But another one of the things that I learned this year that was like really important to me and my personality and who I am as a person is I did this. If you heard the last episode, that was the first episode I ever recorded with Zane Frederick. I recorded that on May 27th, I think. That was like the week, literally May 26th. كان اليوم اللي أنا قررت أن عايز أبدأ في podcast, and then I DM'd Zane and he was like, yes. قلت له طب يلا, let's talk tomorrow. I'll record the episode, I'll edit it, and I'll put it out. And I did that on a whim, and I do everything on a whim. And I used to hate that about myself. I used to think, Loa, I can't commit to anything, you know. I do things, and then I stop, and then I do them, and then I stop. And it was, like, especially a big part, because at the time, I had my very strong guitar phase في أول الكورنتين, and then I dropped it. Oh, I remember feeling like such a failure, because I can't keep doing something for like a long time, and it pisses me off, honestly. It's also like a fundamental part of who I am as a person. I like doing things, you know, something new every once in a while, and that might be a problem in a relationship, because, you know, don't know what I'm gonna do like 3 months into a relationship, be like, I'm bored of you. بس يعني right now, honestly, it's kind of been the greatest thing that I've, yani, it's the greatest quality that I have, because it got me here, you know, and this podcast has given me so many opportunities. It is unbelievable. I've had this podcast for a month, which literally changed my life, and I just think that we're so mean to ourselves. I'm so mean to myself all the time, and I'm always like, you're annoying, you do this, you do that, you quit, you're loud, you're mad of shit. And you know what? Some of the things that I hate about myself are other people's favorite qualities in me. So I think that I just need to be kinder to myself this year. And that's like a main kind of thing that I want to keep in mind. And it's also nice. Yani, I always say, like, Rola always says I'm mediocre at a lot of things about herself, which I think is an absolute lie. But yani, whatever. But I'm mediocre at a lot of things. And you know what? I realized that that's not such a bad thing. And there are things that I've never quit. I've never quit writing. I physically cannot stop myself from writing. Like, it just happens. I'm out in the car, and then, you know, I'm like halfway through a poem or whatever you want to call it on my notepad. It's the thing that comes naturally to me. And I haven't quit this podcast yet, and it's been a month, which is usually like I do things for 2 weeks and then I drop them. So, yani, I guess the moral of the story is that you just need to stop being so mean to yourself. A really important thing that I've learned this year also is that we put so much pressure on ourselves to kind of be quote-unquote successful, because I spoke about this in my last episode. The internet does such a good job at, like, giving us opportunities and giving us platforms and giving us this and this and this and that. But it also is such a terrible thing because you see all of these people that are, like, really successful and they're, like, 16, 17, 18, and you're, like, you know, struggling to make it through exam season or whatever. And I think when I started this podcast, it was, like, a very big theme in my head. Loa, I'm turning 18 and I haven't, like, accomplished anything. You still haven't gotten your high school diploma. Like, what are you... We act like we're 28 and broke, you know? And we're not. We're... My demographic mostly is still under 28. There's 16% of my listeners who are 64. Yeah, I don't know if 16% and Hassan and Nizdi are like... You know, when people put their age wrong and something? Because I doubt that there are 16% of my following that's above 60. That's weird. But I hate the internet for making everyone feel like they're a failure when you're just the normal... Like you're a teenager. What do you want from yourself? You know what I mean? And I realized this... And I know that I say this now after I've made a podcast and kind of found something to do. Because my brain, like, refused to let me live. But I feel like a lot of my friends... Ever since I've started the podcast, a lot of my friends have been, like, texting me and stuff. They're like, أنا بعمل حاجة في الكورنتين. And I'm like, ولا أنا. And then they're like, what are you talking about? Your Instagram and your podcast and your معرفش إيه. I know this is going to sound, like, really contradicting, but creating things is, like, my default. Yani, before I started this account, I used to write everything that I'm posting. كده, I just didn't post it. You know what I mean? I used to sit in my room and paint shitty paintings for hours. I just didn't post it. It's like, this is how I cope with my brain, and this is just how I'm built. So it's not, like, a thing to be applauded. And I realized that a lot of people who have quote-unquote platforms or whatever, or مثلا people who do this or that or this or that, they're also just doing it because it's their way of coping. And you مثلا, people on TikTok, like, they're not achieving anything. They just are making videos because it's fun for them. But I think the thing that a lot of people don't realize until they're on the other side of the river, kind of, is in people who create content, wala, whatever you want to call it, are just people who are using this content to cope with their lives. So if you're doing something and you feel pressure to do it, you should stop doing it. Yani, to me, I told myself, if I ever feel pressured to put this podcast out, or if I ever feel pressured and then I'm stressed about it, or I'm doing it and I don't want to do it, but I have to keep going, I'm going to stop. And I haven't felt like that yet, and I'm having the time of my life with this. The time of my life. So I've kind of, like, gotten two birds with one stone. I've, you know, air quotes, achieved something, and or I'm doing something and I'm having fun. But if I've ever felt like this account was too much for me, or like if my podcast was too much work, or if it was stressing me out, I would stop. And that's, I think we need to start prioritizing our mental health over anything else. For me personally, like, grade 11 was the worst year academically, like, low academics affecting my mental health, because it was the heaviest. كنت عايزة أخلص my SATs. Took SAT 2, SAT 1 في نفس السنة. By شهر 6 of that year, I think it was 2019, I was, like, beaten to a pulp. Like, genuinely, low خلاص مش عايزة أتكلم مع حد. I don't want to go out. I look like crap. I lost so much weight. And, like, I lose weight أكثر من كده إيه أصلا. Literally, I'm already underweight ولو but try to gain the weight. فIt was, like, so bad. من اللي هو كل حاجة health بقى mental, physical, emotional كانت خارة. And then I realized, you know, yeah, my schooling was important and I got the grades and wonderful, but I wasted an entire year of my life being absolutely, like, blindsided by this overwhelming sadness because I was just so consumed in like getting good grades or like achieving something. اللي هو ماشي وبعدين يعني انا مش فاهم ها عملت ايه بالgrades اللي جبت اديني جبتها وقاعده ومش عارفه ادخل جامعه ايه and oh my god my GPA is like really high and my SATs وبعدين what did that achieve yeah okay ممكن ادخل جامعه حلوه oh, and then what I wasted a year of my life I did the same thing for grade 12 ماشي grade 12 كانت يعني مثلا شهرين وبقيها اتدمرت let's not talk about that RIP دهب but I wasted من December to March complaining about أنا مش عارفة أدخل جامعة إيه أنا مش عايزة أروح المدرسة I'm bored I wanna sleep in I wanna stay home and watch this app وبعدين literally السنة اتدمرت stayed home graduation was cancelled my senior trip was cancelled I couldn't see my friends for 4 months I immediately realized how important like school was to me even though لتي ما كناش بنعمل اي حاجه مفيده في الحياه بس it was just such a it gave me life and it gave me a purpose and we spent so much time like complaining about حاجات and putting ourselves in like the wrong mental state او مثلا putting a lot of our power into the wrong things when we could have spent that time having fun with our friends واللي هو grade 11 for example That was the, يعني احنا we were all like depressed as shit. الفصل كله was depressed as shit. But we had the time of our life. And if I just had gotten my head out of the sand for 5 minutes, I would have saw that. And I look at the videos now and I look at the memories now and I literally, اقسم بالله يا جماعة, I cannot remember. I cannot remember when these things happened. And it's like me dancing with my friends for الفصل and it's like music blasted وما عرفش ايه and everyone's like laughing and I'm over the moon ولو شكلي مبسوط بس genuinely ما عنديش الميموري دي. السنة دي is like completely blacked out of my memory. And I did that to me. I put myself in the place where I... I can't say prioritized. I have braces on for those of you who don't know. I prioritized the wrong things for so long. And I regret it now more than anything in the world. عشان بجد. I love my friends, you guys. I love my friends. They're like the best thing in my life. And I would do anything for just like one more day with them. In school, like the way we were, and that's gone, you know, and it's over, and I just don't know how I'm gonna go on, and I wasted so much time, you know what I mean? So I just, if you're listening, and if you're in school, if you're out of school, if you're like whatever, wherever you are, And you know what? لو حد كان قال لي مثلا كده من سنتين ولا من سنة ونص مش عارفة grade 11 دي كانت امتى ولو قال لي stop being sad you're wasting time I would have been like shut up you don't know what it's like inside my head and obviously no one knows what it's like inside your head بس يعني heart to heart here is genuinely such a waste of time to be sad and I know I've been in like the darkest parts of my brain for so long and I had like the worst plummets to the ground and so I appreciate and I genuinely don't mean this in a way that's like stop being sad you have no reason you have your reasons and sometimes it's like there is no reason but your brain just does that to you and I get that I've been there I understand it's terrible it's the worst thing in the world But yani, don't waste the time you know yani, the day that goes by you can't get back you really can't get back And I wish I could go back and, like, slap myself out of it. Like, snap out of it. Stop being... I know... Yeah, I remember why I was... It was, like, there were a lot of things in my life that were going on that I'm obviously not going to go into, يعني. And it was, like... يعني خلاص, مش مهم what it was. مهم بس إن it was, like... I know and it was a big deal. And it is still a big deal, the things that were making me sad at the time. But, I just wish I hadn't wasted so much time. You know what I mean? I just wish I hadn't wasted so much time being sad. So I guess that's another thing that I came out of these past 2 years with, Yanni, and the prioritizing your mental health and over like creating anything or over مثلا, achieving something or over good grades. If you want to do something, يعني مثلا if I لو انا كنت اللي هو بذاكر والموضوع كان يعني there is an extent انا ممكن اذاكرها وابقى مبسوطه I enjoyed studying because I hate the feeling of ان انا ابقى في امتحان او حاجه ما ابقاش عارفه انا بعمل ايه. الموضوع بيوترني, it gives me like very bad anxiety. I sound like such a nerd. So it's like there was an extent where I could study and it would be fine, but I beat myself up, you know, and I pushed myself over. كان لو نخلص بتاع نطلع على الكلاس, بعدين نخلص الكلاس نطلع على البيت, and then في البيت نقعد نذاكر, and then نصحى الصبح نروح المدرسة الساعة 6, and then you sleep at like 12, wake up at 6 every day, and you're like in the street too, rather than you're not at home, and it was like a hectic year. And يعني you know, just don't overwork yourself. You know what I mean? Don't overwork yourself. عشان في الآخر, the thing that you're trying to achieve is not gonna mean shit if you're depressed and you can't see in front of you. Because sometimes you're so tired or you're so sad that you lose sight of everything. And it's like, at one point for grade 11, I remember thinking, اللي هو, what am I working for? يعني, I'm just so tired and so sad and so exhausted and so like overtaken with all of these negative emotions. اللي هو أنا أصلا مش فاكرة أنا عايزة أعمل إيه لما أجيب الدرجات دي. وبعدين جبتها والسنة خلصت, and I remember the last time I opened my SAT score report and it was like the last grade and it was good. يعني it's still good. بس I remember feeling like I was so tired that it just felt like mesh, whatever. I just don't want to do this anymore. If this is it and I'm not going to do this anymore, okay, I'm fine. بس يعني if you're going to make me do this one more time, بجد خلاص, it's going to push me over the edge. And I remember my dad was like, just do it one more time. You know, parents, they think انت ممكن تقفل ال SAT and that's not the thing that happens. And he's like, just do it one more time. And I remember just being going to my room and being like, I can't, like, I seriously, I feel like I would rather dig a hole in the ground and bury myself than do this one more time, because it was just so bad and it was so exhausting, especially that last trial. أصلاً وما أصلاً college board دول ولات ستين كلب and they cancel all of the exams, فIt was like, لو كنت دخلت تاني والامتحان كان اتلغى, وجاني من الامتحان اللي انا ما دخلتوش ده اتلغى, كان بجد ممكن يحصل لي حاجه. ف it was just too much work and for what, you know what I mean? So yeah, بس يعني I guess I don't really, it's really hard to navigate the academic mental health situation because studying is important, but like so is your brain and so are your feelings. So you just have to kind of balance it out. And I, you know, I wish I could go back and be like, stop being so sad. Like, stop being so sad. It's not gonna make a difference. It's literally gonna mean nothing. In a year, you're not gonna remember any of this. And you're just gonna remember it until you wasted so much time on something that does not mean shit. And I think I don't say it enough to all of them, but my friends were such an important factor, especially, also shout out to Zaina. I realized and I have not mentioned Zaina ولا مرة في البودكاست ده, and like, girl is my ride or die, so shout out to you. They were, like, my best friends were so important because they were so patient with me, especially, I usually, for those of you who don't know, all of you don't know, شايفة أكلمكم كأنكم اللي هو أصحابي وعارفيني لي, بس ماشي يعني. You are. If you listen to my podcast, we're friends. Just letting you know. I usually, for like the past 2 years, so I think 2018, 2019, they've been really like heavy on everyone, even my family and everything. And usually in the summer, so like around my birthday, I get this really depressive phase. For no, like, حقيقي, أقسم بالله أنا مش فاكرة ليه. يعني إيه السبب ما عرفش. I remember, يعني I know, I think I know, I just, يعني دلوقتي بحس لو مش مستهلة, بس ساعات when the things happen again, it kind of like triggers the feeling, بس I'm so petrified of feeling that sad again that I kind of like slapped myself out of it really quickly. I purge doing things, and I guess that's why for the quarantine that I've been doing so many things. I'm so terrified of slipping back into that dark place. Ada, revelation. I didn't know that was the reason that I was doing so many things. Bro. ماشي. بديسكفر نفسي معاكم يا شباب. بس yeah, it was like a very dark two summers, the last two summers, 2019-2018. Well, my best friends صراحة were so patient, and it's so hard to be patient with people who are ignoring you. يعني I would go into this thing and I'd turn my phone off for like a month. ولا هو ما بقاش online on any, or like I my WhatsApp is on بس أنا مش هرد. And I'd like travel مثلا ولا أقعد قد كده ما ردش, and then أرجع and then ما ردش, and then I don't want to go out for my birthday. And last summer I nearly did not go out for my birthday, and they were like لا بقى بطلي خلاص احنا سبناكي, يعني we let you have your moment but you're not gonna ruin your birthday. I think that was the year before that, not last year, that was the year before that. And then we went bowling and it was really fun, and it kind of like snapped me out of it. And it's so important to have, for those of you who are listening who have friends who go into depressive periods for no reason, please give them their space. Like, please don't, when someone doesn't want to speak to anyone, and then someone وبعدين حد يقعد اللي هو يعاتبهم اللي هو انت مش بتكلميني انت مش بتردي انت مش, والله ما حدش بيبقى عايزك, يعني ببقى اللي هو طبعا على فكره مش عايز اكلمك بقى خالص, ايه رايك, you know. So you just have to be understanding and patient, and my friends were so understanding and patient until it was like enough. يعني they always, I don't know, they were so good with it, they always knew when it was like okay كفايه, like enough, I've let you have your moment for a month, and now you're gonna get up and you're gonna snap out of it and you're gonna move forward. And God, I love them so much. Because يعني I cannot, I could spend every single day thanking God for them, and I would not, it would never be enough. And it's just, that's what makes like graduating so hard. يعني مش عارفة, I feel like I'm so attached to, I do not like my, يعني I واحنا في المدرسة كنت اللي هو بكره المدرسة بكره المدرسة بكره المدرسة بكره المدرسة, and then أول ما المدرسة خلصت I was like oh my god I don't want to leave. And it's not that I don't want to leave school, because screw that. I just don't want to leave my friends, you know? What I realize in, yeah, we're obviously going to stay friends for a long, 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 long time, because I've known these people literally my entire life. It's still weird, because, like, it's for the past 10 years of my life, مثلا, I've woken up every morning and went to school and, like, seen these people, and they've been, like, my morning every day for, you know, however long. فيعني I don't know, يعني I don't know, بس يعني I guess it's gonna be fine. This episode is really just me, I said I would sit down and chat with you, but yeah, I'm glad, I'm like really thankful. And like my mom, I don't know if she's listening to this, ماما لو بتسمعي لحد دلوقتي I love you, you are thebomb.com. I know she listens to my podcast. I just don't know if she listens this far. I can't blame her. يعني أنا بأكل ودانها في البيت طول الوقت. And yeah, it's been, I hate to say it, I hate to be that bitch, but this year, quarantine and all that has been terrible, but it's also been good in ways. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful just like to be alive and to have all of this privilege that I have. I think we forget a lot. نحنا we're not like the richest people in the world, بس يعني you've never had to worry about not having food on your plate, أو مثلا not having a place to sleep at night, أو حاجة. Your biggest worry right now might be college, أو مثلا not being able to like go to this specific place because it's too expensive. بس college is a privilege, sadly, يعني education is a privilege. And the fact that you're educated enough to, يعني the fact that you have a phone and internet and that you're able to be here and listen to this is a privilege on its own. So we just have to take a moment and appreciate that. Take time today to tell your loved ones that you love them. This is like my biggest thing. I tell كل الناس that I love them all the time. And sometimes my mom's like خلاص عرفت قلتي ثلاث مرات بس يعني I just it's just me, like I have to tell everyone that I love them and it's important and I think you should, and if you're not the type of person who lets the people they love know that they love them, you should be, because it's the most important thing in the world. And you could lose any of these people at any minute, at all, not to death, يعني ما صوتش بقى كئيبة بس يعني بتكلم in general, you could not have these people in your life and you love them and they're really important to you, so you might as well let them know. I don't know if this was a nice episode. I can't tell, but I had fun recording this. I'm having fun with this podcast. One last shout out. I know she's gonna hate me for saying this, but shout out to Rola for telling me to start this podcast. I would not have started it if she did not tell me to stop being a crybaby and just do it. She says I give her too much credit for everything, but I genuinely would not be doing half the things I'm doing if she didn't make me. So shout out to you for being the best thing that has ever happened to me, bro. Sappy hours, that's enough. Thank you for listening. Happy birthday to me. Goodbye.